From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, President Obama is facing problems on three fronts. He's dealing with the plane crash in Ukraine, the fighting between Israel and the Palestinians, and the crisis on the U.S. border with Mexico. In a few minutes, NPR's Ron Elving will join us from Washington to talk about all of it.
But first, the United Nations Security Council is calling for an immediate ceasefire between the Israelis and Palestinians as Secretary of State John Kerry makes another bid for peace in a trip to Cairo. After nearly 2 weeks of fighting, the Palestinian death toll tops 550, mostly civilians, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, and at least 27 Israelis have died so far, most of them soldiers. During an interview with the BBC's Arabic service, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended his decision to launch the ground offensive.
I regret, and the people of Israel regret, any civilian casualty. We target the rocketeers. We target Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists.
Today, Israeli forces shelled a hospital in Gaza, killing at least four and wounding at least 15. And for the second day in a row, neighborhoods in the east of Gaza City are also under attack. The BBC's Paul Adams has been out on the streets of Gaza and filed this report.
This is the Sha'af neighborhood. Very close to Gaza City, and as you can hear, it's being rocketed absolutely continuously. These rockets are coming in closer and closer all the time. This neighborhood's being hit every few seconds. You can see damage up the road here, and no people at all. It seems to have gone quiet now. We can still hear the drones overhead, and we've got to be ready for the possibility that shelling could start again. But we're not quite sure what the focus of Israeli activity is today just yet. This man here doesn't want to be identified, but he's got a piece here of shrapnel. That's from some kind of artillery round or rocket, the sort that have been coming in quite a lot in the last few minutes. Shukran.
It's terrible. We are sleeping on the floor. There is no food or drink. Our children are helpless. And the missiles keep falling all night.
The lady we were talking to just now, her story seems very typical. She was at home, she had to flee because of the shelling. She and her family sought shelter in one of the UN schools where people are flocking for safety. The UN says that around 80,000 or so people are now sheltering in about 44 of their schools. But the conditions there were really difficult, really overcrowded. There wasn't enough food and water. She tried to go back home to get supplies, but found that she couldn't get there safely. The situation was too difficult. And so you have a city where people are just moving this way and that, trying to find shelter, trying to find food, trying to find water, and never quite sure where to go.
The BBC's Paul Adams reporting from Gaza City.